This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The death of former Russian spy from radiation poisoning has been grabbing headlines since he fell ill earlier this month. In a statement last week, just before he died, Alexander Litvinenko accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of orchestrating his death. Moscow has denied involvement, but the former spy's death came shortly after the shooting death of another prominent critic of the Kremlin, journalist Anna Politkovskaya.
In a moment, we'll hear more about allegations against the Russian president. But first, we sent an NPR producer yesterday to Pushkin Square in the heart of Moscow to get a sense of what the Russian public makes of these incidents.
Он бред какой-то.
It sounds delirious to me. I do not believe he was poisoned. It looks like a trick to me.
I think only one thing, that Putin is not involved because it doesn't benefit him. I am convinced, no.
It's clear that Putin understands that if he kills just a few people at a time, it's okay. The same about Politkovskaya. They were killed for the same reason, to remind Putin's opponents that he can hurt them.
While feelings within Russia may be mixed, many abroad are questioning whether Putin's Russia is more like the Russia that existed before the fall of the Soviet Union. New Yorker editor David Remnick is the author of Lenin's Tomb, The Last Days of the Soviet Empire.
He joins us from his office at The New Yorker. Good morning.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Let's just start with why so many people, whether they're correct or not in this accusation, have speculated that President Putin had something to do with this poisoning, this death.
I think the speculation is rooted in the fact that there have been so many of these incidents over time. And also they notice that his reaction to them is not exactly one of fantastic grief. In fact, after Anna Politkovskaya, the newspaper journalist, was killed in her elevator in Moscow, he basically smirked and said that her articles had no effect whatsoever and only foreigners read them, and her death has had more impact than her articles themselves. It was a rather chilling moment, and it's that combination of things that has given people a terrific pause, I think, both in Russia, those who are paying attention, and here.
Now, there is a recent law from just this summer that was passed that has to do in Russia with extrajudicial killings abroad. And from what I understand of it, one aspect of it is that it defines the crime for which one could be killed as slandering the individual occupying the post of president.
Right. There's a long history of this in Russian history and Soviet history of trying to legally muffle criticism of the head of state. In fact, if you want to look in the larger context of what's going on in Russia, you've got a country that is advancing enormously in terms of its financial standing. Natural gas and oil have been an enormous boon to the Russian economy, which give it a kind of confidence and swagger. And at the same time, politically, it's looking more and more backward.
How then does the question of President Putin rolling back democracy, if you will, how does that fit into stories of assassinations and killings?
Well, the larger political context here is that Putin looked at the disaster of the late Yeltsin period and its chaos, its violence, and he decided that his goal as Russian president was, above all, stability. Stability above all. His background, as I don't need to tell you, is one as a KGB operative who had spent years in Germany as a KGB operative. And so everything in his training, in his soul, his manner, was not exactly that of a democratic reformer.
Yet Vladimir Putin remains, according to polls, popular with Russians.
Well, I think he's popular in a limited sense, insofar as polls in an authoritarian state mean anything. And you're talking about a state that really doesn't permit political opposition or real politics. Anytime real politics begins to form, it's snuffed. And it's done rather easily, and all in the interests of stability, which to Putin's, I guess you could call it credit, has been the source of his power in the last 7 years.
David, thank you.
My pleasure.
David Remnick is editor of The New Yorker. He's also the author of Lenin's Tomb.